Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Sitka, your community radio station. Joining me in the studio this morning is Roger Schmidt. He is the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Catherine. It's nice to be here.
And you are here to talk about all of the events and goings-on at the Fine Arts Camp this summer. Quite a roster of events and opportunities for young students. And you said you just finished, today's the last day of the elementary camp, right?
That's right, exactly. Yeah, we have a long summer this year. Every summer we extend more and more weeks and serve more and more people, and it gets more sort of a kaleidoscope of activities, yeah.
And Sunday, the middle schoolers arrive.
241 middle schoolers hit the campus.
That's exciting.
it's a day that I live for.
How does that differ from the elementary camp in terms of programming? What do the middle schoolers do while they're there?
We kind of try to developmentally gradate the arts experience. So with elementary students, we're spending more time sort of giving them kind of a sampler of each art form. They have shorter classes, and they're going to have some kind of movement class, some kind of theater class, some kind of visual arts class, some kind of music class. And they all take a rotation of those things. The idea is to give them sort of a feeling into the arts. As we get into the middle school, now the students have choice. And we offer 79, I think, distinct classes that they can choose from. They can take 5 of the 79 classes. So for the middle school, if you come through the elementary camp, then you sort of get introduced to different arts forms, not only disciplines, but different types. Like if you come over the different years, one year you might do some circus arts, another year you might be doing some Shakespeare. It just really varies. But once you get into middle school, then you can pick from this huge catalog of courses. And then in the high school, we start asking the students to begin, I would say, sort of defining themselves a little more individually as mm-hmm. artists. And so we give them more performance opportunities. We get into sort of smaller classes where they have more leadership roles mm-hmm. in the context of arts.
And when they have that choice, when they start getting the choice of different programs, they can pick. What tends to be the most popular? What do kids tend to gravitate toward in the middle school?
Well, that's hard. It's hard for a couple reasons. One is that it changes, and that's mm-hmm. like it's interesting because every year we set up our course catalog, and it changes every year. And we'll think, wow, last year this was really popular. Mm-hmm. The students may have seen some final performance, or they might have heard that another class that might not have been that popular last year was really fun. And uh-huh. so all of a sudden we have all these kids that have shifted their desire to be in another class. The other thing is we have small classes and we have large classes. Mm-hmm. So the two classes that fill the fastest are traditional photography, darkroom photography. Mm-hmm. People would think darkroom's dead, but it's not. Kids love working in the darkroom with the chemicals, the magic of, you know, right. images coming out of the water. And then stage combat. Those are two that have, in the last few years, filled really quickly. The majority of our students are in some type of music class, but the music classes are large. So concert band is a 60-piece concert band this summer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds...
Whereas photography is 12.
Sure.
Yeah, stage combat,
you can't fit 60 kids in a dark room at once, I'm sure.
And the same with the stage combat. You don't want 20 people swinging swords around.
I'm sure. And so then after your middle school camp, you said your high school camp begins on July 2nd. Can you tell me a little bit more about what that experience is like for students when they get to actually focus more on their...
Yeah, the thing that's really neat about high school is I think we're over 70% retention, meaning that
we have
a strong majority of students that have been, and not just been, but many of them have been there 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, even up to 12 years if they've done the elementary camp. Uh-huh. So kids come, our students come with a real agenda, and it's really exciting because they're there... They're highly motivated. They have an idea. I'm here, and I want to do this while I'm here. So we really see our relationship moving from kind of guiding and sharing and showing to mentoring. Mm-hmm. It's still similar classes, but you're going to have some students that are thinking, well, how can I take stage combat to another level? Or what can I do? How can I push acrobatics this year? I'm ready to do some new tricks that I saw last year. I was tentative about. I've been thinking about and maybe even practicing them during the year. And that would be the same with any of our classes at the high school. There is also an idea that at high school they get even more deliberate about exploring things they've never done. And so we'll have kids that will come in that are strong musicians, strong dancers, and they might say, you know, I'm not even going to, I danced all year, but in the summer I'm going to do something, I'm going to do some things I've never done artistically. Mm-hmm. So you have that kind of risk-taking, trying things that are really out of their comfort zone, and then you have this intensity of, well, I'm here, and I know why I'm here, and I want to get this out of camp.
Right. And what percent of the students, or, you know, not an exact number, obviously, but do most of them pursue the arts professionally after camp, or is it more of an enriching experience for students?
You know, that's a question that we don't have enough information about. Mm-hmm. We know that a lot of students go on and pursue the arts. We know that a lot of teachers in Alaska, that are arts teachers, have come through the camp. We know of people that are making their profession in the arts, anything from actors in New York to stand-up comedians in Los Angeles to mm-hmm. musicians in orchestras, jazz bands. At the same time, I think there's a lot of young people that, you know, it may take them 10 years, or especially I think in today's climate or today's world, I think young people don't feel that need to define themselves as quickly. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of students, I feel like, in the last 10 years that would identify that they're artistic and they're artists, mm-hmm. but they might not be, you know, they might be doing a lot of different things to put together their sort of their living and make their way through life.
And so let's move on to the next event that comes after high school camp. You have musical theater camp, which is pretty intense from what I understand. It's
as intense as it gets. Yeah. We call it a pre-professional program, and in 2 weeks we fully launch a Broadway musical mm-hmm. from start to finish. We cast the first day, by 2 weeks later on Friday we launch our first show. We do 3 shows, Friday, Saturday, Saturday matinee, Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And I would say that you could say, wow, I can't believe they did it in 2 weeks, but you could just as easily say, wow, I have no idea how long they worked on this, but it's incredible. Like, right. It's not one of those things that because it's 2 weeks, it's amazing. It's just extraordinary. The level of the students is off the chart, and the students that have come are having a lot of national success as well, whether it's auditions or other intense programs that they're getting into. Mm-hmm. And so we see amazing talent sort of grow out of there, and this year we're doing Little Mermaid. We're doing a the Broadway version of it. A lot of people know the movie.
Sure.
The Broadway version is has a little more, I would say, meat to it. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the movie's great too. It still has all the fun songs and everything like that. But we're really excited about it. We've already begun working on the set because it needs to be a ship. It needs to be an ocean. It needs to be a castle. So it's going to be a complicated set. And we're excited about that as well.
I was just about to ask you about the set because I was lucky enough to see Guys and Dolls last summer when I was mm-hmm. here as the news intern. And I was blown away not only by the performances, but by the set and wondering if the students, you know, participated in building the set as well, or if that's something that the staff does ahead of time, or if it's a collaborative effort.
So a little bit of both. So Jay Bradley, our technical director, he's fantastic at designing sets and creating mm-hmm. sets. So because this is so elaborate, he started actually last week on it. But then once the students come, it's kind of all hands on deck.
Uh-huh.
And all the students not only will be working on their sort of the performance side of things, but they'll also be involved in helping out in costuming and prop making and prop managing in set building and set finish, in this case set finishing. So it's a full everybody has to pitch in every sort of way, which is great because then the students get a picture of the show inside and out.
Right.
And we do have students that come specifically for the tech track as well.
Uh-huh. This just sounds like so much fun. I'm a little bit frustrated that I can't be a part of it. It sounds fantastic. And so while that's going on, the jazz and dance intensives are also taking place?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So we have one of the things that we really have been moving toward is sort of using the campus as a really dynamic place that has multiple programs going. So you have all ages, you have all different kind of experiences happening, and there's a lot of synergy between the different groups. So mm-hmm. simultaneously with musical theater camp, We also have a jazz intensive. We have 30 some students that have signed up for that that we'll be working with. Some of the Christian Fabian is the leader of that. He's the bassist. He's come to Sitka a lot. He has actually property here. He's a world class bass player, plays with the Lionel Hampton Big Band, among others. Mike Longo is coming to join him. Mike Longo was the pianist for Dizzy Gillespie for a decade plus. Wrote a lot of the music for the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band.
Wow.
Dennis Yerne comes. He's a Native American flute player and drummer who combines jazz and his indigenous art. He's also, most people, they've seen some of the Ken Burns documentaries.
Uh-huh.
Dennis wrote the music for a lot of those documentaries.
Oh, wow.
And Ed Littlefield was one of the founders of this. He's actually not coming this year because he just got, earlier in the year, he was hired by the Oregon Shakespeare Festival to write music for one of their plays.
Oh.
So it's really neat to see this sort of, all these sort of connections and trajectories that all our artists and students and faculty and staff are all sort of going on.
Well, we're just out of time, but I did want to briefly mention the Arts and Science Festival,
Absolutely. Can
you tell us just a bit about that?
Yeah, I can be really quick about that. But the Arts and Science Festival is a partnership with the Sitka Sound Science Center, and we believe, both organizations, that the creativity and the sort of intuitive spark that good science and good art share. And we have created a series of workshops, evening presentations, and excursions that explore art, science, and place. It's for adults. If Sitkins are hearing about this on the radio, we really encourage you to sign up for a workshop, come to our evening presentations. We have a mixture of some of our most amazing Sitka artists and scientists, and then artists and scientists coming from all over the country to share their work and share their teaching.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I've been speaking to Roger Schmidt, the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. You can find out more information on their website, which is
fineartscamp.org.
All right, fineartscamp.org. And you can also see when things are coming up on our community calendar at kcaw.org. Thank you so much again for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you.